FM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Barb Satterwhite is with us today. Barb, you need no introduction whatsoever. How far back do we go? How many years has it been?
Well, 27 years for me.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I know we met prior, but the first time I remember really, really getting to know you was at an Olive Garden, and you had invited me to come to Virginia. I believe it was an Olive Garden restaurant, and you had something set up. Was it an Olive Garden?
Yes.
Okay. See, your mind is still sharp because of Nikan. So is mine. But I remember you introduced me to several people that day, and I thought, oh my goodness, these people in Virginia, they're amazing. They're crazy for Nikan, absolutely crazy. And that craziness has still continued today. This was like, well, I think Emily was 3, she's 21. But that's when I really first got to know Barb Satterwhite. And most people listening this morning, they've heard your story. But I think it bids to be, or that's not the right word to use. It bodes to be repeated so they understand who you are and why you think the way that you do and how you relate to so many people and how you continue to live life full, the balance of the five pillars of wellness, and on and on and on. Looking back, as you said, over those 27 years, would you alter your story at all, your journey? That's a heavy question, I know, right up front.
No.
And why not?
Because my story should be in 60 seconds or less. And that's the story of why.
Yeah. Go ahead.
How I was introduced to Nikan, why I embraced it, and the outcome. So my husband and I were introduced 28 years ago while skiing and riding a chairlift. Good friend shared the information. I laughed about it for a year, did nothing. A year later, we're back out there, and I asked him to bring me information. And the short story is my husband fell, and you know, we have a lot of knee injuries when you ski, and he loaned us, came to Richmond, loaned us a couple products, put it on his knee, and he did a job, construction job, and had no swelling. So that got my attention, and that's how I got into Nikan. The follow-up is I immediately wanted to help my dad, and the rest is history. And you know what, though, because I just got through doing a little one-minute video, which I'll talk about what Richard Brooks suggests for everybody, and we learned this in Hawaii. The result of that meeting and knowing and having the product result gave me a lifestyle that I've embraced and allowed me to be active even in my mid-70s.
And Barb, I'm still amazed because we share a similar background. You as a retired registered nurse, me as a volunteer first responder. I meet people every day, sometimes in their worst, because that's why they call 911. And I have the opportunity as a follow-up, because I live in a small community, is I bump into these people like I did 2 days ago and asked a gentleman my age, hey, how's your dad doing? And what's he doing? And we start talking, and I always go back to something I learned, again, that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. When it comes to wellness, and I'm not just talking about physical, but financial and mental, and again, the five pillars of wellness, when you look at Nikan as a way an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, citing, you know, Ben Franklin. Again, looking back over, as you said, 28 years, what do you say to people, knowing that it's going to be part of your daily routine to get you to Hawaii? Because you just said you got to go to Hawaii and you got to hear Richard Brooke. Give us some examples. What do you say to people? Say, this is how I'm living my life, and maybe this will help for you. Because I'm looking at this amazing picture of you and your sister, and you look like you're having a good time. What do you say to people to bring up Meekan and introduce them to what we have?
Well, my latest example, I'm at my cottage last week, and Mary Bowser and Gwen were here with me, and we went over the beach, and I wanted to get in the water. And it's very rough. The waves are very forceful, and I know that. And I'm facing them directly so that I don't injure a knee, whatever. But for some reason, I saw a big one coming. I turned my back. Well, guess what happened? I got totally submerged under the water. My glasses came off. My visor came off. And all of a sudden, this very nice young lady comes running to help me get up. And I was close to shore. It wasn't like I was in danger, but anyway, and she was so gracious. Mary was there with me, and so I thanked her, and then we went for a walk on the beach, and I said to Mary, she was so nice. It turns out she's got a condo right there. They live in Maryland, and I just loved her personality and the fact she was offering to help me. So I was walking, and I said, you know, I want to get her number because I love her personality. She comes down here periodically. I'd love for her to come join me and watch the sunset where I am. And so I went over to she and her husband. I had not met her husband. And I just said, Nan, I really want to thank you for reaching out and wanting to help. She said, well, I saw it happen to my daughter and I knew exactly. I said, well, you were very gracious and I'd love to keep in touch because you've got your condo here and whatever. And I said, would you mind putting your phone number? Oh, no. She grabs my phone, puts her number in there, and then texts herself so she has mine. And while we're talking, her husband's sitting there in a chair. And I'd say they're probably in their 40s, young. And she said, well, David would love to be in the water too, but he's hurt his knee and he loves to surf and he's just really bummed that he can't be. And I just immediately said, well, I probably can help his knee, and this is what I do, and if you're interested. And anyway, they came over, and because I had Gwen and Mary here, it was a delightful time with the two of them, and just enjoyed it, period. So that was my latest encounter.
Do you find it ironic and funny at the same time that people will always present an opportunity like that?
I say this all the time. We make it too hard. Yes. If you live your life and you have your antenna up and you're aware and you know you have something, but what's really interesting about this story is they came over, they were so enthused, loved all the water, sent them home with water, did stuff for his knee, but he never got good relief from his knee with the duct tape and a little bit with the cream, the knee wrap. So anyway, I sent them a couple quick little videos from the phone app. And so he wanted to come by and bring the products back. She had gone back to Maryland. And so when he came over, I immediately thought, well, okay, he's not getting good relief. I'm just going to meet him out on the deck. No reason to explore anything more if he's not interested. And it was curious to me. He walks in on the porch. He says, can we go inside? And I said, oh, sure. I mean, I had other guests here. They were sleeping and not a big deal. And we literally had probably a 20-minute conversation where he used to be, his parents were in Shackley. He had been network marketing. He is marketing himself now with doing company stuff. So, but kept asking me about all of that. And quite honestly, I was just not going to be pursuing any of that. So thought that was interesting. Sent him back home with a couple more knee wraps because now his thigh's hurting. And I got a text yesterday last night saying, and we talked about, you know, how the business works, how the company is, how busy he is, how he doesn't have time, all of the above, and I just listened. And this was interesting. He said, well, we both enjoyed you, and if we, you know, sign up or do anything with you, it's because of you. Now, isn't that interesting? You really need to sell yourself. But we all clicked because of the personalities. And I thought that was interesting. I've never had anybody say that. So long story short, he left. And so when I get the text last night, he's saying, I'm just too busy. This isn't something I can do now. Maybe in the future, when do you want me to bring the wrap back? And so I texted him this morning and said, all I said was, I understand. Because I heard him talk about how busy they both are. I just said, I understand. And then gave him some time so that he could come by. And I had sent him a couple of the videos from the phone app yesterday and whatever, and I could tell he even never opened them. Because, you know, that's what I love about the phone app. You get a notice. Well, while I'm sitting here this morning, after I had texted him, I see he opened the apps or the videos. And I thought, So I went back in and sent the one. I'd sent the one on Wine You Can and I think the waterfall features. And so I went back in and sent the one about our community, I forget what it's called, to him and to his wife. Just, you know, FYI. So, and I haven't heard back when he's going to come by today or tomorrow. But my point is that I've decided in all these years, much as I would love for him to say he wants to sign up, whatever, that's his choice and his decision when. So I want to keep the relationship, and hopefully he'll want to buy the knee wraps or something so he has a site, but we'll see.
And, you know, Bob, what I find so fun about that is you said something that we've all heard this quote before. It's not new. It's very old. St. Francis of Assisi. It's, I think it's point number 5 in Stephen Covey's great book, you know, The 7 Habits of Highly Successful People. And that quote is simply, seek first to understand before you seek to be understood. And you said that. As you text it to him, I understand. I understand. If we truly do understand what people are telling us. Oh, no, go ahead.
Well, it's interesting. My first inclination was to, quote, try and convince him that he could enroll. I would take care of his referrals. And I'd already told him all that. But my first inclination was to reassure him if he did. And I thought, no, I just back off here. Just say, I understand.
Well, and I think the biggest thing is if we can listen with our two ears and watch and observe with our two eyes, and something that I'm still learning how to do 30 years into this is only use our mouth in concordance to those other four. You know, so it's, for me, it's a 5, you know, 4-to-1 ratio or 5-to-1 ratio, if that makes sense at all. If we can watch their nonverbal and listen to the verbal, and then when you're texting, of course, there's none of that. All we can do is read the words, but find out really where they're coming from. It sounds like, I get the impression that you're always quick to say, hey, I can help. This is what I do. This is my business. And here's some products, and maybe we can see how your body responds. Nikan is continually, Nikan as a research and development product or company, and that's something you and I both learned from some of the many mentors that we've enjoyed over the years. That's what they are. They're a research and development product company that brings solutions and products to the marketplace. And hopefully they ship them in a timely fashion and we can get them and enjoy them. And I'm sitting here right now. You have electricity at your cottage, right?
Yes.
Okay. Vance and Stacy Rogers, we don't camp because I like electricity. And right now I'm sitting It's now, the sun is up, but I'm sitting without electricity. So we have no Wi-Fi, because we have rolling blackouts and they shut the power off for 30,000 of us. And so it's kind of fun.
Wow.
So it's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of like camping in your own home. People call it glamping, but we have no electricity. I can hear generators from all of our neighbors. We have wildlands, you know, wildfires going on. I can see the smoke. But all that to say, yesterday via UPS, because UPS still works when there's no electricity, we received the new Nikan pillow, the latest technology. You haven't received yours yet because you said it's coming to your cottage and on Monday and you're leaving tomorrow. Why? And I asked this question last week of Auntie Ann. Why do you order and why do you trust Nikan to simply order the newest things that they bring to the marketplace? Why did you order? Maybe you got to see it when you were in Hawaii. But can you answer that question? Why do you trust
sure.
them just to order it sight unseen?
Sure. Because I learned years ago not to question the technology or question, because it used to be like, for instance, when the necklaces, the gold necklaces came out, I thought, who's going to wear a magnetic necklace? And literally I thought, I remember sitting, it was in a training or a launch in Harrisonburg, and those necklaces were back ordered for 3 months. They were so effective. Same thing, the heart for red socks. Oh, who's going to wear a pair of socks, you know? So I have learned over the years that whatever Nikan comes out with, they've done the research, it's going to be something better than we've known. And it may take us a while to understand it, but I just know and trust and want to be part of that. I want to have what they have. And that's the other big reason for being involved, is you're exposed to technologies you would never hear about. So that's why I do it.
Well, and again, I asked that same question of Julie Tara, who was ranting a week and a half ago about this new pillow. I apologized to my wife this morning because I slept on ours last night. I ordered one because according to the description, it's actually two for the price of one. And somebody said to me this week, well, isn't that a stretch? I said, why is it a stretch? It says I can take the pillow apart and I can make two out of it if I want to. And it fits perfectly in the Nikan pillowcase. It is really, really thick. I mean, really thick. But I apologized to Stacy this morning and I said, I know at one point I woke myself up because I was talking. And I don't talk in my sleep. At least I don't remember her ever saying anything in 27 years of marriage that I talk in my sleep. And she said, yeah, you were talking. She said, but it's okay. You were obviously deep sleeping. And I thought, is this a good thing? But this thing works. That was my first night. And I'm like you, Barb. I just trust that this is the latest research, that this is the cat's meow when it comes to deep sleep. And I'm worth it. I can afford it and I'm worth it to, it just seems like the right thing to do, because I can share that with other people. Barbara, I want to go back to Hawaii because you mentioned Rick, and I'm sorry that we're kind of jumping all over the page, but that's the way my ADD brain works. You mentioned Richard Brook in Hawaii, and I saw a picture. We saw lots of pictures, thanks to Ruben on the kickoff call. What was that like, being exposed and being trained and being mentored or being in a closed-door session with someone like Richard Brook?
Well, first of all, it wasn't planned. It was a surprise for us that Luis knew he lived in Hawaii. And with his connection with him, he was arranged to have him come for a couple hours on our one free day in Honolulu. So it was a definite surprise, and we all loved it. And I don't know how much you know about Richard Bliss Brook, but I've always loved his authenticity, his down-to-earth, his practicality about approaching all of this. And he was just very informal, it was wonderful. I mean, for us to get... And I actually won He had three of his books there, and I won them, the latest Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire. So, anyway, and you know what he pointed out, I mean, he's a guru. He's been training network marketers for, what, I don't know, how long. And he's familiar with all kinds of companies. And it doesn't matter whether you're selling a soap or a lotion or whatever, the principles behind network marketing, and as he sees it, how to approach is really, really strong. So one of the tidbits, but here's some information. I mean, he talked about how companies, he said, and I may have the stats wrong, if anybody's on the call that was there, you know, he said over the last 50 years, there's been about 100,000 network marketing companies. And out of that, like 750 maybe over 10 years or 10 years or more, but over 20 years, maybe half of that are still viable and functioning well. So, and he really, really edified Niken. You know, he's known a little bit about Niken. He was really interested in humans being more, and his big thing is personal development, that we all should be engaging in personal development. So, and he knows Mike really well, and he was in Toronto in 2018 when we were there, and he wanted to, I don't think he ever did go to Humans Being More, but that's what he wanted to do. So that's something that's very, a very strong, suit for us, as we know. So, but he said, you know, a company to survive or be viable, these aren't his words, but he said two things. One, they're still here after, and he didn't say the ups and downs, but basically they hang in there. And so we know Niken has lost a lot of people. We've had our ups and downs, and we're still here, right? But what he said is he pointed to Louise. And remember, they really haven't known each other since, I think Louise met him maybe 3 years ago, and then, of course, knows him through the Direct Selling Association, whatever. But he pointed to him, and he says, "You've got a leader." And he just pointed to him in a very subtle way, very edifying. And so all that does is reinforce for us, we've got a great company, we've got a great leadership, and we need to be aware of that. So, but then he went on to tell us about the best thing you can do if you want to find people is create your 1 minute, 60 to 90 seconds at that max, video of your story. And he's got a whole program. Mary Bowser's been through it. If she's on the line, she can speak to it because she's really well versed in it, and about how to create that story. And but he does have the five C's, and his assistant emailed us the five C's that you look at when you're doing your story. And you text four of those a day. He says, if you did that every day, you're going to do well. And the text isn't about asking them to join you or anything. It's just your story. And you basically are saying, if you're interested or know anyone, let me know. And I forget, you know, how you want to word it. But basically, how you would end it, at least one of the endings would be a yes, a no, maybe later, or all good answers. Thank you for listening to my story, or thank you for doing me the honor of listening. So you just play with that sort of thing. But the point is, if you send that out, and you've got A through Z in your phone, you've got plenty of contacts. And if you just put those out every day, it won't take you 5 minutes to send four of those out.
Well, and I think it's so funny that he's talking about using modern technology, just like how many of us receive every single day on our cell phones and on our landline? I seem to always get them at lunchtime for some dumb reason. The robo-dials, people trying to sell me something. And it's a variety of ways they do it. It's a variety of products. And I learned from a gentleman the other day who received one while we were talking. And it was not something that he asked for. And so he spun it around and he asked the RoboDial person if this was the company to teach him how to grow organic spinach. And I stood there and I just watched him, Barb, and I started giggling. And he put it on speakerphone so I could hear it. And it was a complete scam. This person was trying to scam him. And I thought, like exactly like what you're saying. Why couldn't we, as seasoned Nikan people who all have a great story, we love the products, we love the company, why couldn't we, not soliciting really, but just asking people to read our story and saying, hey, look at it, like you said, if you know anybody that's interested or open or hurting, I'd like to help them out. Could you do me a favor? And Dennis and Ruth Williams have been doing this for 31 years now, and they do it really well. You obviously have been doing it for 27 because you do it really well with your relationships. Can you remind us again your little relation, you know, your shipping business analogy, which helps us understand really what we're supposed to be doing with this great company?
We're in the shipping business, friendshipping, relationshipping, and partnershipping.
It's that simple, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And the challenge is with me, it's not saying too much, not sending too much. I still have that challenge. So, you know, but don't beat yourself up. The point is try and be natural about it. Be authentic. That's what Richard Bliss Brook is saying. Be authentic. Be you. Really, it sounds simple, but on the other hand, it really is. We make so much of it, and we make it hard, and we worry about it, what we're going to say. You know, just listen. And this is the other tidbit. One night, I guess 11 o'clock in the lobby, Mary and I are down there, and Luis was there with Christina, the travel agent, and we went over and we talked for a good half an hour. And one of the things, I forget how we got into it, but basically he says, you just need to listen. If you have to listen for an hour, it's going to do you well. And that's what I did with this guy the other day when he came in. I did interject a couple things, obviously. I can't help that. But I listened to what he was saying. And here's the other that you're going to hear more about it probably, but we found out. We were talking about the fit, and he said how important the fit is, and I said, well, the same technology is in the seat, right? He said, yes. And I said, well, here's a quick story where I, you know, broke my wrist, fell on my backside, drove 4 hours, had, of course, a broken wrist, but I next day had absolutely nothing on my backside. And I just remember saying before I figured it out, wow, why am I not sore? I didn't have a bruise. I didn't have anything. Like, oh, I sat for 4 hours on that seat. I wouldn't have sat for 4 hours if I'd been home, but I had the car packed up and I was ready to roll and I drove myself home. And so that's the beauty of that seat and the technology in it. And he said, well, the far infrared that is in that comes from 25,000-year-old volcanic ash. There's a layer in that ash that has the most, I don't want to say potent, but the best source of far infrared. And I went, wow. And I said, well, does anybody else have rights to that? And he said, no. And then my next question was, can we share that? And he said, yes. So you'll notice with the pillow, it mentions the volcanic ash. So that's a little tidbit for you that I learned just by going to the lobby and talking to Luis.
Well, and again, we don't all have to go to the lobby in Hawaii and talk to Luis. We can read what you just said in the FAB, in the features, advantages, and benefits, because they put that on the website. That's why I bought the pillow, Barb. It wasn't because I even heard about it. I heard about it, and I'm like, ooh, it's another new product. I want it. And I asked Stacy, I said, do you want me to order one for you? And she said, no, I really like the one that I'm using. I'm in a comfortable place. I like where I'm at. I said, okay. Now, if she wants to borrow mine, I may let her use it, but we can always order another one.
I may let her use it. I heard that. I may.
Well, I'm not trying to be selfish, but and I can take It's no different than I had an encounter the other day with a gentleman, and he said, you know, we're talking, and I went and got another glass of water. I grabbed my water bottle, and he said, you know, I think I'm going to follow your lead. And he went over to his car, and he got a bottle of water, and he held it up to the sun, and he looked at it, and he'd obviously filled up this little half a liter bottle of water, you know, like a Kirkland or whatever brand. And then he poured it out. And I said, what are you doing? And he goes over to the faucet, the hose bib on his property, and he's trying to fill it up. And I said, would you like a better source of water? And it's free. So he said, well, yeah, what do you got? And he goes, oh, your company has that too? And he said, I need a water filter, and I've been looking at the Berkey. And I said, why? And I let him sell me on this other company's water system. And he said, do you have one of yours on hand right now that I can buy for cash? And I said, I do, actually. I don't stock products typically, but for some reason I have an extra waterfall. And it was a fun. Now, did he buy it? No. He still wants to do some more research. But after he tasted our water, which I always have lots of Neken water with me, he said, wow. But he's very knowledgeable about water, and he's looking. And I like that, you know, this 40-year-old gentleman or this couple in their 40s, he gave you all the reasons why he's too busy to do the business. But I think anybody's can be honest and say, yeah, I really need that. How do I get it?
What was your statement? What was your statement that you asked him? Would you like to have a better source of water?
I just said, I asked him, I said, would you like to have a better source of water? Because he's going over to the hose bib. That's a standing, what they call water hydrant. And he's going to get water, and he's about to put it in an empty bottle of water. Again, it's not a BPA. It's cheap plastic. It's all the stuff that we detest if we know anything about water. And I don't drink from bottled water sources.
Right. I like the statement, though. That's a really cool, because we see people buying water all the time, but would you just ask, would you like a better source of water? I like that.
And if they say no, Barb, what am I supposed to do?
It's okay.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah. It's called, it's okay. They're not interested. Next.
Exactly. Yeah. But we have lots of neighbors who have said the same thing to me. Wow, I'd really like to check that out, but not now. And then I have one neighbor who I see all the time, and when I first met her, she said, Vance, when I'm old and achy, then I'll buy your magnets. I said, okay.
That's your choice.
And I shared that with her husband a couple weeks ago, and he goes, that sounds like my wife. She's just not open to it yet, but we have to wait till she's old and achy. I don't want to be old and achy, because at 54, I'm not old and achy. And Barb, you're in your 70s, correct?
Just turned 76 last Monday.
And you're not old and achy.
Right.
Why do we even need to think that way? And that's the beautiful thing, and it goes back to what Richard said and what humans being more is all about. It's the mind. It's the five pillars. It's about personal development. I heard this statistic, and I want you to comment on this, and I wrote it down because I think it bodes well, and it falls into your repertoire of being trained as a registered nurse. And here's the statistic, and I just heard this on the news this morning. Since 1954, 1 million organ transplants have successfully saved lives. That's the statement. And the news story was about how that this has only come about because people have been educated. They've become more and more open because the response is they've become organ donors. So that when we're done here on Earth, when our life has expired, our body can be donated, because our parts aren't going to do anything if they're in the grave. But if our parts are still good, those can save lives, and it's all through education. But since 1954, you know, 1 million organ transplants. From a nurse's perspective, last question, Barb. Not only where do you see this going, but what are you going to do to keep the fun element alive and keep doing what you're doing?
Well, the easy part is, how am I going to keep the fun element alive? And that means, that's easy. That means do what you want to do in life. Enjoy what you can, because life is short for all of us, and we never know. So while you're enjoying, like I enjoy down here, I enjoy being home, I enjoy, you know, being with people and just making connections. So that's the easy part. How do I see, where do I see this going? You know, we're in a world of very uncertain, a lot of uncertainty. All I can say is I feel good knowing I have this community of Niken people and the company right now doing what they're doing and providing us with even more products. So where do I see it going? I really don't have a crystal ball, because if there's so many parameters around the world and things happening, but all I can tell you is we have a great leader at the top, and they're giving us wonderful new things with the marketing videos and now the phone app, and I encourage all of you to be using that phone app. It's a great way to connect with people. It's a great way to follow up. So not sure if I can give you where I see it's all going, other than continued progress and continued, increasing this global community. And our challenge is, as always, helping people see what we have.
And I think that's basically it. It really is helping people understand. I didn't know anything about organ transplants until somebody told me about it. And so I, you know, on my driver's license, I marked the little box. It's all through education. We don't know what we don't know. And you didn't know 28 years ago how great Niken was. I didn't know 30 years ago how great they are, but it solved two big problems for me, you know, a pain in my wallet and agony in my lower back. And that's my 60-second commercial in 10 seconds. If you missed the beginning, or if you want to learn more about Barb Satterwhite, Barb, I would be doing you and the team in Virginia a disservice. It's every Monday night. No. Tell me again the Happy Hydration Hour every Thursday night. Friday night?
The Monday night is Thursday night, 7:30, and we do the Healthy Home Tour on Monday nights at 7:30. And they're both listed on the Connect flyer, the new Niken Connect flyer that Ben sent out. But if anybody needs the information, I'll be glad to send it to you.
Yeah, the Core Consultants newsletter that you should receive in your email every Friday. It's a collaboration of Ben Woodward and Michael DeMuccio. And all of that information is there. And I've enjoyed those live. I've enjoyed the recorded versions. I love the one, and I should have included it in the email again. I love the more recent one you did, the Happy Hydration Hour. So funny and so good. That's what I'm going to send this gentleman who I offered a glass. I even gave him a good clean glass rather than his dirty water bottle, the actual plastic bottle. And I'm going to send it to him and say, hey, look, this is some friends of ours in Virginia. And I think if you just watch it, I know it's going to take you more than 30 seconds, but it's fun, and it explains why we enjoy the Niken water. And, you know, if he doesn't, I can't get them all, but I can do my job and share the tool. So Barb, thank you so much again. I guess I'm jealous because I wish I could have more conversations like this, because I've taken notes. I've learned from you. And I look forward to seeing you again on a screen, or maybe someday again soon in person when we're allowed to do that and when it happens. There's one other thing I want to point out. Yeah, no.
I just want to say thank you. I enjoy it as always, and I know people probably are tired of hearing my story, but it really is fun just to share, and I just want to encourage people to not make this so difficult. Enjoy what you're doing. And this is something, I think I read it in the Mock 2 with Your Hair on Fire book by Richard Brooke. He said, there's a quote in there that says, success is enjoying what you're doing along the way. So if you don't like doing this, you don't like doing follow-up, then don't do it. This is not for you. I actually enjoy following up with people. And is the outcome always what I want? Probably not. But, you know, I don't look at it as a drudgery. The biggest challenge is organizing, getting it all done. But you got to enjoy what you're doing, or you wouldn't be doing it, or you shouldn't be doing it, okay?
So, so very true. How often do we forget to follow up? And more often than not, when we do, what I've found is people say, thank you. Thank you for following up. Thank you. That's not a bad gig. But I like the fact, too, as Barb, as you just so beautifully said, if you don't enjoy it, don't do it. Go find something you do enjoy. Nobody wants to be talked to by somebody who's not enjoying what. That's why I guess I detest robo-dials and telemarketers. They're really not enjoying doing it, but it's their job. It's an end to the means, you know, it means to the end and all that stuff. So thank you. One quick announcement. I want to remind everybody, again, humans being more, it happens. It's happening. Next Saturday, Karen Willens and Jeannie Zeden have agreed to cover for me, because I will be away on my 27th anniversary, and I didn't want to share the anniversary with you. Sorry. But I will get the call started, set it up, and let them talk about humans being more and why it's so necessary. And then 2 weeks from today, we will continue hearing from people who were in Hawaii. And I've got a whole lineup of people for the next several months. And we will continue playing Nikan Trivia, so we can give away more free stuff. So thank you again, Barb. Thank you for everybody tuning in. We will have a great weekend, and we will talk to you real soon.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.